Let's go to our Friday expert, Simon Dinopoulos from Racing and Sports. Morning to you, Simon.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very well. And Brad Davidson from The Tally. He's on everywhere. He's just popping up on everything on Sky. Brad, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Simon. Sounds a bit cheerful this morning. I thought he might have been still getting over Washington Heights from last weekend.
I'd imagine you would have spoke to Gerald during the week. Obviously, Minari, very impressive tip by you. And do you know if they've reintroduced Washington Heights to daylight yet? I don't think he's gone out yet.
Oh, gee, was that one that Tom Melvin and Washington Heights in the same boat there, wasn't it, unfortunately? But who knows who would have won? We'll never know.
Now, well, that's a question. Simon, I'm going to ask you, if both had clear runs, who wins?
Look, to be honest, I think just where Tom Melbourne was, given he had the start on Washington Heights, I'd imagine if he got through, he probably got the jump on him. But yeah. A bit hard to tell. He was bolting Tom Melbourne. And I think it just depends who you back to would have won. So I'd probably lean to Washington Heights, but I do admit Tom Melbourne was bolting. So yeah. A horror show for all who backed both.
Now, I am running late because Munsey came in late there. We're right on 10 o'clock, so we are going to go a little bit over here. What races are you doing, Brad?
Race 4 is my first one, Andrew, okay. And races 5 and 7 as well.
5 and 7, righto. So, Simon, you crack here in the first race, the Silver Shadow.
Yeah, kicking off in the first, Andrew. Hopefully we can begin the day on a winning note. Pretty keen on the Hayes and Davenick train formality. It's only a small field. I think from that inside draw, she looks to hold all the aces for Kieran McAvoy. Very competitive affair, only a small field. Big watch on Champagne Cuddles and obviously the favourite Alizé, but just like formality, she came a long way in a maiden preparation, only a first prep as well, which is certainly what I liked. She obviously was impressive on debut at Werribee. She won at Caulfield and then only beaten 2 lengths in the Blue Diamond, a fast Blue Diamond. Didn't handle the heavy track that day in the slipper, which was bottomless, and then came back 21 days later and was only narrowly edged out in the Percy Sykes. The fact she was able to do so much in a first prep suggests she's a really strong filly. I loved her trial at Cranbourne leading into this preparation. From that draw, should control the race, and I think she's going to be hard to run down. Just think she has the best form. No knock on either Alizé or Champagne Cuddles, both very progressive fillies. The fact formality's been there and done it, got to lean her way, especially at the price. So race 1, number 2, formality.
And currently $3.40 with tab fixed odds. That's the first of Simon's. Brad, your first comes up in the fourth race there tomorrow.
Yeah, my best value of the day here, and I did notice Duff was sort of on his best value on the same horse, race 4, number 4, Petrossi, and around that sort of $13 mark. I think it's a good price for this Paul Perry trained horse. He's pretty good at the 1,100 behind Badajoz at Rosehill last time. He had the quickest last 200 metre splits of the entire day. He got back, he ran on well to run 6 feet in a length and a half. Now, he's run before that at Randwick, beat all bar Boss Lane. And I think the big key tomorrow is he goes 11 to 1,400. We saw him win at the 1,300 three back at Warwick Farm when he was able to go forward and dictate. I think he's going to get the chance to do that tomorrow. He's got barrier 10, which is perfect because Rachel Murray can just roll him across at the own speed. There's not a lot of tempo here, and I just thought he could head straight to the front. He's racing in terrific form, and I thought the $13 was big odds about him. Race 4, number 4, Petrossian.
Yeah, $13 right now with tab fixed odds, and that's a good price each way there, race 4, number 4. You've both got fancies in race 5. Simon, where are you going in the fifth?
Yeah, top of the weights for me. Trapeze Artist signing with the class this week. I just like this horse. He's obviously been underrated throughout his preparation. I think his shortest SP was 10-1, which came in his second start behind Invader. But he was really good. He's a similar to formality. He came a long way in one preparation. He was ultra impressive in the Black Apple Stakes when the blinkers went on for the first time and also got back on a good track. I don't think he was disgraced in the slipper. I don't think he handled the track. He notably had the same SP as his stablemate Minari. But then he was good in the sires. He sat off the fence when he needed to be rails in run that day and found the line well behind Invader. I really liked his two trials back into this preparation. He didn't have blinkers in both. That's a key point there. From the good draw, I think Tim Clark lands him in the 1-1. I know he gives weight away to a few progressive types, but he's quite a good horse, Trapeze Artist. He has been underrated. I know you listen to Joel Ryan talk about him. He makes mention of that he has been underrated through his career, but I think he's a really good horse. The fact that he was underrated by the market suggests that he was maybe a bit backwards in his two-year-old campaign. Should be better at 3, and I think he's made good improvement judging by his 2 trials. So he gets the right run. I know he's got to give weight away, but happy to be with Trapeze Artist. I thought he deserved to be favourite in the race given his form from his 2-year-old campaign. So Race 5, number 1, Trapeze Artist.
$5.50 right now with Tab Fixed Odds. You're going somewhere different, Brad, in the fifth.
Yeah, we've got a clash here again. I know I was with Minari with that class last time, but I really think number 6 Calculated is well placed here tomorrow. Just gets that 7.5 kilos off Trapeze Artist. And look, I do concede Trapeze Artist for mine is the danger, but 61 kilos first up at 1300 on a Randwick track is just that little bit of a knock for mine. Look, Calculated, he beat all bar Siege of Quebec last time. I thought the run was better than Siege of Quebec. They walked that day. He had the second quickest last 400 of the entire day. Only Insensata went better than him on that program. Now, just hearing from Chris Waller this week, he was a little bit soft that day as well, fitness-wise. He had a month between runs with the trial. I think they think this horse has turned the corner the last few weeks. He gets 53.5. Kieran McAvoy, a lovely gate. I think he's going to take the power of beating race 5, number 6 Calculator.
Right now, $3.70. So they're the boys' tips in race 5. They may clash again in the 7th. Brad, I'll let you go first here in the toy show.
Yeah, best bet of the day for me comes up here, Andrew, race 7, number 2, Dixie Blossom. She's just an absolute beauty. I know she's got to carry the 58.5, but I think she's got a class edge on this field. And her recent trial, 1,000-metre trial, was eye-catching to say the least. I think she's ready to go. And she ran second in this race last year. They walked that day. Yes, she only carried the 54 kilos in that edition, but she was only one of two horses to break 11 seconds for her last 200 that day. She's got a great record at Randwick, winning the 2 from 5 and being placed on the other 3 occasions. I just think with Bowman aboard, there's another little tick. As I said, I think she's going to be extremely hard to beat. Race 7 and number 2, Dixie Blossom.
Righto. Where are you going, Simon?
Yeah, singing from the same hymn book, Andrew, all over Dixie Blossoms. Clearly the best for the day for me as well. I think 360, she won't start that price tomorrow. Imagine she will start inside $3. Not much more I can add to what Brad mentioned. Hugh Bowman, a key pointer for me. Look, should land in the 1-1 there. And on her best form, I think she's well placed. I know she's got 58.5, but she's simply just better than her opposition on Saturday. As Brad touched on, her trial was super leading into her return. She flies at Randwick. She flies first up. Admittedly, she should be unbeaten first up. She wasn't beaten far in both her returns in her last 2 campaigns. And she gets the right run there on Saturday. I think she'll simply be too good. So Dixie Blossom's clearly the best of the day for mine. Race 7, number 2.
Righto. So from Simon Denopoulos at Racing and Sports, race 1, number 2, Formality. Race 5, number 1, Trapeze Artist. And race 7, number 2, Dixie Blossoms, his best. And for Brad Davidson, race 4, number 4, Petrosian. Race 5, number 6, Calculated. And race 7, number 2, Dixie Blossoms as well. Good luck, Brad. We'll see and hear you right over the weekend, mate.
Thanks, Andrew, and best of luck to Simon and all the punters tomorrow.
Good on you, Brad Davidson. And Simon, same to you, and I know you'll be updating again if there's any updated information at about 11:20, 11:25 tomorrow as well. Thanks a lot, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. All the best, and good luck to everyone this weekend.
Simon Denopoulos there from Racing and Sports, our regular Friday expert.